Welcome to Gilded Garbage Can, a podcast dedicated to defogging the image that is San Francisco. Thank you for tuning in on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, Spotify, and everywhere else fine podcasts are available. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. This holiday, which commemorates fallen service members, has an added dimension in 2020 as we've witnessed throngs of people who flaunted their complete disregard for decency by overtaking parks and other public areas without masks, without social distancing, and without any consideration for their community. While these shenanigans occurred throughout the country, the Better Than You crowd in San Francisco, clearly dying of boredom, turned out like the little social lemmings they are. Of course, we know what happens when lemmings gather. I suspect shelter in place has been particularly difficult for these folks. No overpriced baked goods to buy, no $30 avocado toast to eat, no artisan cocktails that take 25 minutes to make. Boo effing who? Can you say vapid narcissist? In other shelter-in-place news, have you seen or used this app called Nextdoor? I find it fascinating. It's another of those, the anonymity of cyberspace gives me free license to say whatever I want things. I highly recommend it for those of you who want to get a glimpse into who the people who live here really are. It's equal parts hilarious, sad, infuriating, and ridiculous. Case in point, a neighbor of mine, whose name I will not read, though it is visible in the app, recently posted the following entitled, "Please take down your wind chimes or info wanted." The neighbor writes, "Balboa 9th 8th Avs. At least one set and possibly two of chimes went back up and we're at a loss. In this time of mandatory working from home and self-quarantining, when we might want our windows open for health and comfort, we're suddenly unable to without hearing the constant sound of chimes. It's just a selfish and inconsiderate thing when we live so close to one another." So, we have the royal we thing happening. That's always a giveaway. Here's where it gets good. The person goes on to write, "If the chimes are yours, please, all caps, take them down. Again, we, royal we, would be happy to buy you a decoration or plant to replace them." So you get who this person is, right? This is the type of person who typifies San Francisco. This NIMBY is the person who calls to get a car towed for intruding 1 centimeter into the driveway. This person goes to great lengths to prove they are for everyone, but has never done a compassionate thing for anyone outside their circle. And the condescension of offering to buy a decoration or plant is just so, I don't know, typical. The post closes with, "If you know who has them, I would be very grateful if you DM me, wait, not us, no more royal we, so I can speak directly without implicating you in any way to the appropriate person. Thank you." The comments that follow the original post are a riot. People point out that perhaps they are a cultural thing, which usually works to shut people down in SF because, face it, they don't want to be called insensitive. It chips away at their facade. But this neighbor, oh no, there is no concern there, as we are schooled on how unfair it is to hang wind chimes in a densely populated neighborhood. Densely populated. San Francisco. I can't keep talking about this royal we, better than you, buy you a plant, all wrapped up into one person. That's San Francisco, people. I bet they love Muni and roundabouts too. What do you think about wind chimes? What do you think about stupid neighbors? Anything. Go to gildedgarbagecan.com and leave me a comment. Also, be sure to check out Gilded Garbage Can, all one word, on Instagram. Visit the Gilded Garbage Can store at Zazzle.com for cool branded merchandise. Never miss an episode. Subscribe to Gilded Garbage Can on Apple Podcasts to get new episodes as they become available. Until next time.